All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll tell you once again, as always, attorney Stan McDonald. Stan McDonald is, in fact, the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue. He's a 30-year veteran in the practice of law with the firm of Wilmer & Lee out of Huntsville, and I'll tell you more about Stan here in just a minute. All right, look, it's amazing to me how much misinformation is being spread by government. You know, they accused us of misinformation, right? Remember, they had the whole Office of Disinformation that was going to be stood up. They had the backdoor way to silence us on social media. You know, people would find out they had been shadow banned. Remember that? But yet at the same time, look at how much misinformation is being spread by a government. I mean, really, we're being told daily to believe that what we've seen and heard was not really what we saw and heard. The story broke last week that the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, was releasing documents that clearly showed that Obama and his national security team, the whole cabal of them, I'm talking about Comey and Clapper and Brennan and Rice and McCabe, all of them, the whole national security team with Obama were actually the authors of the Russia collusion hoax. The PSYOP's mission of the century, the deception of the American mind writ large. Now, I'm not so foolish as to believe that politicians always tell the truth. We have spin doctors and press secretaries for a reason. Every politician wants their message to hit the mark, right? They want to resonate with the people to ensure that, you know, the version of events that's being told is the one that they believe best suits their cause. I get that. To some degree, that's understandable. What I don't expect, though, what I loathe are lying lips, or in this case, a room full of lying lips, who apparently, in December of 2016, right after Trump's first election, they chose to get together, that whole cabal again. They chose to get together and cook up a fabricated story that they could then run with for 4 whole years for no other purpose except to undermine the duly elected president of the United States. The so-called Russia collusion story. But now, guess what? Now the tide has turned. Yeah. It ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun, as the old saying goes. And the rabbit in this case is Trump himself, who defied all the odds, overcame all the lies, and outsmarted, outlawyered, outlived, and outlasted every one of them. Every lie that the left threw at him is now back. He's now back in the same seat, only this time he knows exactly what stones to turn over. He knows the tricks. He knows the places where documents are hidden. And suddenly the lying liars are standing there exposed for all the world to see. They thought they were so smart, right? They thought they had it going on. They were so smugly sure of themselves. Silly peasants. We will tell them to eat cake while we do all the things we know we must do. The conspirators, they sat in their ivory tower full of their own self-importance, and they are now naked before the whole world. But they did this lying in so many ways. I mean, there were so many untruths. The left, they never know when enough's enough. And yeah, now they're standing there naked in front of the world. Reminds me of the old fable of the great and vain emperor who loved to lord himself over the people of his kingdom. He called out for new clothes, only the best. Bring me some special tailors. So two men came and they could read the room. They knew the emperor's vanity would make them rich if they could play their cards right. So they told the emperor that they would make him the finest clothes from very rare and magic cloth. And they announced with great fanfare that the only ones who could see the clothes were to be known throughout the land, or the ones who could not see the clothes would be known throughout the land as fools and idiots. Well, of course, nobody wanted to draw the ire of the vain emperor. So everybody pretended they could see the special clothes, and they told the emperor how marvelous he looked. But the truth is, the emperor was buck naked, had nothing there. They were fake clothes. Even the emperor didn't want people to think that he was the fool or the idiot, so he pretended that he had good clothes on, and he went strutting around, naked, calling for a great parade. Off he went, parading in front of all the kingdom, with nobody willing to speak out for fear of being branded a fool, except for finally one small child in the story. One child. One child had the honest audacity to shout, "The emperor has no clothes!" And at that point, the jig was up. The fool was the emperor himself, who suddenly realized he was in fact naked as a jaybird in front of all of his subjects. And the other fools were the people who acted more like sheeple. They just went along with it for fear of getting sideways with the emperor. Does that sound familiar? We just had the entire Obama cabal just try to do that. They tried to pretend they had something going on. They played it up. They played it up. And there were so many people who did not want to speak out when they should have. And now we're starting to see the tide turn. Now, we're actually finding the documents that have been squirreled away in a drawer somewhere. Now ask yourself, which character in that story would you be? Would you be the emperor? Would you be the fearful subjects? Would you be the child with the brashness to point out the obvious? Don't let it happen. Look, the only one you want to be in that story is the child who's willing to speak truth to power. If you know something, then you know it. Understand it. And be willing to speak up about it. Because if wrong is wrong, if right is right, if good is good, and bad is bad, then stand on it at every level of governance, every level. I mean, like at the local level. How many times do we hear that critical race theory laced curricula are good for your children in the local libraries? What? School boards at the local level can allow transgenders in sports. Defunding the police or setting up sanctuary policies in your cities? Those are good, aren't they? How about state? Like in Alabama, you need more casinos because they bring jobs. You really wanted that gas tax, as evidenced by the fact that you're still driving. Your business, well, it was non-essential in the pandemic, but the one down the street, it was very essential. We had to have that one, but not yours. And oh, by the way, you don't need school choice. You just need more of the same old, same old. Or how about the national level? The southern border was under control. Really? It's a really good thing for the environment to be able to ban gas stoves. Stop it. Climate change is the national security issue, not China. Oh, no, by the way, we're taking the lead in Ukraine for as long as it takes, but don't ask about our strategy. We don't have to have a strategy. Oh, did I forget, by the way, at the national level, men can give birth and children can be surgically altered to be other than their birth sex. We're finally starting to see the tide turn on all this. You silly, silly people. These are the emperor's wishes, and the emperor knows best. They know things we don't know, so get in line. Make no waves. Deny that you know what you really know. Yeah, here's the bottom line, you guys. You can be gaslighted if you let it happen. Accountability starts when people are willing to say, that's not true, and point out the obvious realities that they've been experiencing, seeing, and hearing for themselves. There's a great story in the book of Acts, chapters 3 and 4. It's actually one of my favorite passages of Scripture. It had a really profound impact on me personally. It was not long after the crucifixion and the resurrection. The new church was growing rapidly. There were religious leaders who were just beside themselves because they thought they got rid of this Jesus thing, and now here it is growing. And then one day on the way to the temple, Peter and John healed a man. That's it. They healed a man. Everybody saw it. But instead of celebrating the leaders of the day, had him arrested, they were arrested by the temple guard, dragged in before the religious leaders who demanded that they stop. Why? Because it was rocking their power boat. That's why. They were supposed to set truth, not these grassroots activists. They were the ones who controlled the truth, not these rabble. But it didn't fly. Peter and John, the people, they were not going to be gaslighted. And in Acts chapter 4, we're told that Peter stood and looked them in the eye and very calmly and very rationally said this. Here's the quote. It says, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note these men had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing right there before them, there was nothing that they could say. So they ordered him to withdraw, and they conferred amongst themselves. What are we going to do with these men? They asked. Everybody living in Jerusalem knows they performed a notable sign. We can't deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further, I tell you what, we'll warn them, speak no longer in the name of this Jesus fellow. And then they called him in again, and they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. They had just healed a man, y'all. Everybody saw it. Everybody knew it. They didn't want it to be talked about. They said, deny what you've seen. But Peter and John, here's the deal. Verse 19, Peter and John replied, which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judge. But as for us, we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard. In other words, we see truth, and that's all that matters. Did you hear that? They had no special training. They had no special degrees. They had no formal speaking, no fancy clothes. They were just solid, ordinary folks who knew what they had seen and heard, and no amount of bluster or accusation or gaslighting of the facts was going to stop them from standing up and speaking about their own experiences and calling out truth when they see it. Folks, you know what's right. You know who we are as a people. You know who we are as a nation. You know the values that you hold dear. You know why we stand up for the national anthem and why we kneel for God. And you also know, when you see the news of the day at home and abroad, how to measure that so-called news against those things that you've seen and heard. And if the emperor has no clothes, well, tell him loudly. Because ruffians are not sheeple. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.